So if we are angry or upset, do we say, who is in charge? Would that help us when we are angry?
I'll tell you what, I don't know that I would, but if, you know, it's okay. If that's, if you need, you feel that stress and anger coming on, that resentment, you, in that moment, you could wake up enough just to realize something is taking charge of me. That's the point, you see, everybody, Susanna, Jordan. I don't know it when something takes charge of my heart, my mind, and my body. I don't know it because I acquiesce to the need, its need, to control. Because I believe, meaning I'm identified with what it says it has to have and do in order to be safe. So who is in charge? Good question. Because if you'll ask the question and listen to me and don't look for the answer, remain with the question, Susanna, as long as you can. Because when I say, who's, what, you know, boy, I just, something really wants to say something cruel. In that moment, is there not a momentary separation between the usual nature, trying to control the circumstance, and the part of myself that can see this thing wants to control because it's afraid or angry that its image idea has been challenged? So go with that. I'd love to hear a report from you next meeting, what you learned when that moment came. If you could remember it, that's a big thing. If you could remember who exactly is in charge here, because I would never give myself over to the service of something that wants someone else to suffer. I would never agree to hurt myself, and yet here's something that's in charge of me, and that's what it's doing. Now we're beginning to reach this point where we're creating a true natural, necessary separation between the wheat and the chaff. And the grain, the goodness that comes out of that can't be measured, as you'll see, Susanna.